This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Listen to your radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for listening, folks. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I know you probably, like me, saw a little frost on the grass this morning when you woke up. And I'm getting some reports of frost in plenty of places. Not good news. Not good news, I realize. Not a big deal if it's me in my backyard. For our farmer friends, a little more challenging for sure. But it's also a reminder, time to get the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Locations in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and of course online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. So you can load up on the wintertime fun, like a sauna, like a hot springs hot tub, like the pool tables, the game tables. Get on in there and get to it. And before you know it, winter's over. Works just like that. All right, back on What's on Your Mind. We'll get back to the phones in just a moment, but our friend Carl Rove is on the line. Hello, Carl. Happy Monday. What day is this today?
It's Wednesday.
Yeah. Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to you. I'm all messed up with Labor Day. Nice to hear your voice again. How you doing, sir?
Fabulous. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Send some of that frost our way, will you?
Would you?
It was like 105 degrees 2 days ago in Austin, Texas.
Wow. Unbelievable. That's ugly hot. Yeah, we'll send a little your way for sure. I've told the audience today that I do not want to put my head on the pillow on election night, not having complete confidence that I've done everything I possibly can do to make sure this country does not go the direction of Joe Biden and Antifa and all the crazy things we see going on in his leftward lurch. So if you were to pick one thing that I need to do, what would... Like Minnesota, Florida, where should I deploy my my brain power? How should I help?
Well, look, the problem is there are a lot of places where we need to deploy brain power, muscle power, enthusiasm, and people. Arizona, maybe Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, you know, Maine, the upper part of Maine. Remember, last time around, President Trump carried Maine too. It's one of the two states in the union, and Nebraska being the other that separates its electoral vote by congressional district. Think about this. Let's say that President Trump got 306 electoral votes last time around, two faithless electors in Texas, so the actual vote was 304, but 306. He loses Michigan. He's 390. He loses Pennsylvania. He is 270. He loses Maine too, and he's 269 and not president. Or he loses Nebraska too, which is the city of Omaha and some of the surrounding suburbs. He loses that. He's no longer president. So he's got to have some places there where he's playing offense, like maybe in Nevada, maybe in New Hampshire, certainly Minnesota, it looks like. But he's also got a lot of places that he's got to defend. Now, that's because he won places that he shouldn't have won. He broke the blue wall. So, you know, he's playing defense in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, which Republicans have tried to win for decades, and he did. So, you know, that's the problem with being an incumbent is you won by winning a bunch of places, and you got to keep those places. And in order to keep them, you got to be able to play offense in some other places too.
Texter says, ask Carl if we really should be paying attention to the polls, because we did last time and they were wrong.
Well, the national polls were accurate. Remember, they showed about a three and a half point lead for Hillary nationwide. She won 2.5. They were reasonably accurate. In fact, the only poll that said that Trump would win the popular vote was the one that was furthest off from the actual results. But the state polls, there are clear differences between quality polls, like maybe the Seltzer poll in Iowa, and a lot of really crummy polls in a lot of places. And we don't have as many. It's easier to do one nationwide poll I mean, we'll have three or four a week, but we'll be lucky to have one or two a month in some of these battleground states. So, and is there maybe this time around what we used to call this sort of shy Tory? This is an expression that came to be in Great Britain, where conservative voters were less likely to say to a pollster who called them out of the blue who they were voting for. Are we likely to have that this time around? Well, we had it last time. It may have not have been much. It may have been just over 1% of the electorate. But remember, he won Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan by considerably less than 1%. So, but bottom line is this race is not settled. It's not going to be over. It has the capacity to go here and there. The country's deeply polarized, so we've got a lot of people stuck in where they are. But we also have sufficient number of people, maybe 12%, 15%, 18% in some states, that are still up for grabs. And they're going to be affected by what happens in the remaining 55 plus days in the election. And economy gets better. Attitudes about coronavirus diminish, which is happening. If you'll take a look at what's happened here in the last couple months, there's been a new poll out from, of all places, NBC, using a firm called SurveyMonkey. Yes, that's a real name of a polling company. In the latest poll, 52% say the coronavirus is more of a health crisis. 47% say more of an economic crisis. 2 months ago, it was 56% said it was more of a health crisis, so it's down 4%. And 43% said it was more of an economic crisis, so it's up 4%. So, you know, basically one out of every 12 American voters has changed their attitude to say, you know what, the coronavirus is starting to get in the rearview mirror as a health crisis. Now I'm worried about my job, the economy, and my prosperity.
Let's talk about Minnesota a little bit here. Jason Lewis, a great candidate, running against a lesser known than usual Minnesota Democrat Senate candidate, right? And you also have Michelle Fischbach in Minnesota 7. She's up against Colin Peterson, but Trump won last time at 31 points there. She's been endorsed by Trump early, even before the primary and the voting. So a lot of name recognition there. Billboards up with her and Trump and everything else. What do you see happening in Minnesota for the president and for those two key congressional races?
Well, I talked to a friend of mine who's a keen observer of Minnesota politics, long experienced in it. I trust his judgment on this. He said, look, Trump owns rural Minnesota, and not just the traditional farm country, Republican farm country, but he also, the Iron Range. I mean, I don't think it was an accident that we had several people from Minnesota, outstate Minnesota, speaking at the Republican National Convention, one of them a Democrat mayor in the Iron Range. So rural Minnesota is Trump country, and big-time Trump country. Then we get into the big cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and my sense is while the inner city is blue and maybe the inner city suburbs, the second tier of suburbs and the exurbs, the third tier of suburbs are Republican and probably becoming more Republican because they're seeing what the rest of the country saw glimpses of. They've seen every day on their television sets. They have friends who've been burned out. They have businesses they know that have been burned out. They've been looted and they feel this keenly. And so my friend said, look, last time around it was a couple of point race. It's going to be a couple of point race this time around, and it could be a couple of point race towards Trump because the angst that people that between the strength that he has in rural Minnesota and the angst in the suburbs about seeing what happened in Minneapolis and then seeing what now the town fathers and mothers in Minneapolis responded. I mean, the city council there, my God, I thought I lived in a liberal town in Austin, Texas. I mean, my God.
It was bad. It is bad, and I think it helps.
Yeah.
I think it helps everywhere else but Minneapolis, maybe, and it's probably a coin flip there. So you feel good about Minnesota?
Well, I think it's I want to see some more good polling, but I think it's a sign of something. The Trump campaign's been doing a lot of polling. They just went up in Minneapolis, and so my sense is they think the state's in play. And look, when you're running for re-election, you have to be on the offense someplace. You can't just play defensive ball. So it's smart for them that the president's going to Nevada. He barely lost the state last time around. They're going to go up on the 15th of September with TV in New Hampshire. They barely lost it last time around. So, you know, it's smart of them to be looking at these places. And now Minnesota is probably the best of the lot, and it's certainly the biggest with 10 electoral votes. And Nevada has six, and New Hampshire has four. It's a nice, big, juicy target.
You have expended a lot of energy getting some really good candidates into the U.S. Senate, and obviously we want to hold that. I know it's a tough battle this time around. Jason Lewis helped enhance those chances. You like Jason Lewis? Do you think he wins that race?
Well, I think it depends on whether Trump wins the state. If Trump wins the state, we've gotten to a point in American politics, sad to say, when you and I were coming up, you could have a candidate from one party for the Senate win in a state that was carried by the other party for the presidency. We've now gotten to a point where it's like 97% of the time the winning candidate in the Senate race in a presidential election year is the same party as the candidate who wins that state for president. So Lewis ought to hope that there's a good shot for Trump and that Trump pours in resources, because if that's the case, that raises his chances to win.
All right. Short break. I have one more question for you, Carl. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
Perfect. The architect, as the 43rd president of the United States called him, Karl Rove, who, by the way, writes some incredible books, too. Good history. Better pick up Carl's books if you haven't yet. Get you through this election. We'll take a short break, come back with more with Carl after this, and then back to your calls on What's on Your Mind.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and then knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Despite all the uncertainty in the world today, North Dakota's oil and natural gas industry wants you to know we'll be back better than ever, committed to using our talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. And together, we can keep North Dakota a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Find out more at ndoilfoundation.org, ndoilfoundation.org. A few more minutes with Carl Rove from the Fox News Channel. And, of course, the architect of the Bush success, President George W. Bush, 43. Always appreciate our opportunities to catch up with Carl. He was kind enough to write the foreword for my book. So I'm forever beholden to his wonderful generosity there to help me sell 1 million copies, or maybe 10. I can't remember how many.
You had a fun writing it. That's the most important thing.
I did, because it was all about the Tea Party, which really is morphed into the Trump faithful now, right? I mean, there isn't necessarily a quote-unquote Tea Party, mostly because they were so badly maligned. In fact, Ed Schaefer had a whole chapter in the book about that, talking about how, 40 people were treated. And, boy, all you need to do is look at a TV screen and see anybody that how the elite think of Trump voters. We're like the great unwashed, which is why there is a President Trump, probably. Right, Carl?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the deplorables.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason, yeah.
I saw that.
A lot of people fell lit down on.
I saw that Biden was using that word in response to the Atlantic story on all the anonymous sources of the president. Said, oh, deplorable, deplorable, deplorable. Oh, that's a real coincidence here. What do you make of Joe Biden as a candidate? I mean, I'm thinking Michael Dukakis looks good compared to the way he is right now. What the heck is going on? This is just really weird to me.
Well, look, the tempo of the campaign has been slowed up by the coronavirus. So, he has not been subjected to month after month of what we would normally be seeing at this point. So, he's surrounded by a bunch of smart people, and they were wise to say, you know what, let's put him in the basement, let's have him broadcast to, Miami TV and, Rochester, New York TV and call it a day. And, cause that's all he's capable of doing. Now, having said that, I do have a weird view. I think the Trump campaign has got to be careful. And I think the president has picked this up. He's been talking to people about this. And one of them, a friend of mine had dinner with him. And the president said, my friend said, oh, you're going to wipe the floor with him in the debate. And the president wisely said, I'm not so certain. I'm not going to take it for granted. He said, I saw what he did to Paul Ryan. I saw what he did to Sarah Palin. I saw how he survived a dozen debates with the Democrats. And then he had the one debate with Bernie when it was mano a mano. And he said he handled himself pretty well. And so President Trump's view was, somehow or another, they get him in the right mind space so that he goes into these debates and does okay. So he said, I can't underestimate him. I gotta realize that I gotta bring my ankle. I think that's a wise attitude to have.
Well, for sure it is, because you don't know what you're gonna get, obviously. And the performance with Bernie Sanders did surprise us all. I mean, to me, Paul Ryan and Sarah Palin, that's like a different lifetime. I mean, he just doesn't seem to be. I mean, I can sit here all day and play clips of him mumbling around, bumbling, and reading from the teleprompter when he's not supposed to be. And it's very obvious his wife is his caretaker. Where which way do I go? Or there's just a lot of signals there. Don't you think that they're propping him up in a very odd way?
Yeah, well, look, he's getting up there, and he's clearly lost some of the edge. And the question is, at the end of the day, are the 12 or 15 or 18% of the electorate up for grabs going to say, you know what, that's in combination with other things. He's adopted a bunch of left-wing views. I don't like some of the policies. I don't like how he's surrounded himself. I think he's too weak. I don't think he has the strength necessary to lead. It's not going to be just one thing that causes that group that's up for grabs to say, well, I was planning to vote for him, but I think I'll go with Trump. There may be things I don't like how he handles himself, but he's up to the job. I mean, this is a complex decision that people arrive at, which is why this thing is far from settled.
Yeah, listeners, send me a note on this question of, what kind of passion you bring to this race versus others. And it says, I'd vote for anyone but Trump. Oh, I'm sorry. To all those who say, I'd vote for anyone but Trump, I can't stand him, or I can't believe you're voting for Trump, well, folks, listen up. This is not a junior high or a high school popularity personality election. I'm not just voting for the person. I'm voting for the platform. I'm voting for the Second Amendment. I'm voting for the next Supreme Court justice. I'm voting for the Electoral College and the republic we live in. I'm voting for the police and law and order. I'm voting for the military and the veterans who fought and died for this country. I'm voting for the flag that's always missing from the Democratic background. I'm voting for the right to speak my opinion and not be censored. I'm voting for secure borders. I'm voting for the right to praise my God without fear. I'm voting for every unborn soul the Democrats want to abort. I'm voting for freedom and the American dream. I'm voting for good against evil. I'm not just voting for one person. I'm voting for the future of my country. God bless America. Do you think some of the never-Trumpers out there, and for that matter, the Biden folks, don't realize that? They're so focused on Trump, the person who they clearly hate, and not so much about what he stands for?
Well, it's some of them. Look, they're a lot of people who are voting for Biden are Democrats, so they're gonna believe the worst that they can believe. What we ought to be concerned about are those people who are authentically up for grabs, who sort of like what the president has done, but don't like how he handles himself. And you made a good case there. I agree with everything you said except one thing. I do think we need to be careful about we're good and they're evil. I mean, we stand for what we believe is the best way forward for America. But one of the things that has poisoned our political culture is the belief that if you're not with me, you're my enemy, as opposed to a fellow American who has a different perspective. So I agree with that. You made a compelling case for why people ought to vote for President Trump. Because you're right. When it comes to issues like life, and when it comes to the strength of our military, when it comes to, you know, whether we believe in free markets and American capitalism, whether we believe that, you know, in personal responsibility and the right of every individual to make decisions about them, about their lives and their family's life, and not have everything turned over to the government. When we talk about the future of our country, we believe certain things. And, you made a compelling case as to why if you share those things, you ought to support the president. But we got to remember that what we got to reach out to is people who are really truly up for grabs, who are undecided. They may have a preference. They may say, well, I'm voting for Trump reluctantly, or I'm voting for Biden, or I really don't know. But we've got to make the case to them. And the way to do that is to help them raise the questions and answer them themselves.
So that's how you suggest somebody that's engaged in a conversation with somebody that's a fence rider would go. Talk about issues that mean the world to you, or like that list I did there from the listener. That's what you'd counsel folks to do?
Yeah. I want to meet that listener. That listener had a damn good list.
Yeah, no.
And,
it is a good list. Now, and by the way, on the good versus evil thing, I agree with you. I don't think we should ever get into a point where, hey, Carl's evil because I don't like what he stands for. But I think a lot of people do see where the Democratic Party has gone on abortion as evil. I mean, when you're suggesting that it's okay to kill a baby after it's born, I mean, that's not anything other than evil. But then that's the policy. You're not sort of playing judge and jury with the individual, I guess, right?
That's right. And life is one of the amazing things to me is that we have had a consensus in this country, bipartisan consensus, created by a mild-mannered guy from Illinois named Henry Hyde, that we will not use government money to pay for abortions. And this new Democratic Party is willing to throw that aside, and I think that's extreme.
They've gone militant in every way. Carl, always a pleasure to catch up, and maybe we'll chat once before the election.
Great to talk to you.
Take care, my friend.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Carl Rove, ladies and gentlemen, on the program. Okay, back to your calls on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's time for his chamber to vote on a new stimulus package.
Senators will vote this week, and the American people will be watching.
The Kentucky Republican says it includes more than $100 billion for the safe reopening of schools, but he says the bill does not include everything that Republicans want. And he disputes Democrats' claims that the bill includes a laundry list of GOP policies that would change the country. AstraZeneca is pumping the brakes on its Phase 3 coronavirus vaccine clinical trials, the pharmaceutical company saying it found what it calls a potentially unexplained illness in one of the trials. The company says it will be investigating and will review the safety data. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Police chief resignations we've had in the last 3 months.
One, two, three, point that out.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And the latest being, of course,
Rochester, New York.
Rochester, New York.
And the command staff.
And Dallas,
the chief.
And Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Makes it like 14. This is getting...
This is frightening.
It is.
That is frightening.
Because it's exactly what they want. They can lie about the cops. They can put out short little clips of the arrest without the full context. And they can play gotcha. That should be illegal. It should be illegal to post, not forever, but it should be illegal to post until a certain time these things that they put up. Because prime example is George Ferguson. George Floyd. George Floyd.
Right.
Thinking of Ferguson, Missouri. George Floyd in Minneapolis.
What about Minneapolis when the guy took his own life? They thought the word got out to police it wasn't. It was a suicide.
Yeah.
They were already mobilizing.
Yeah. No,
unreal.
They showed us a little snippet of somebody on the side of it, and they did it just that little bit, just with the officer on his neck. Then if you go back and actually get the body cam footage, you see resisting arrest. You see incoherent, clearly on drugs. You see him saying, I can't breathe, long before there's a neck anywhere near him, a knee anywhere near his neck. Man alive, that's inciting a riot. Can't do that. You can't do it. And what happens? That's the narrative. It lives on. Now, what's interesting, I think, in Minnesota, is that hysteria led to Keith Ellison, the attorney general in Minnesota, overcharging those guys. With second-degree murder. Wasn't it second degree? So now you have the full video, and you go, I don't know. I'm not so sure. I don't know. Anyway, brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Who owns PetroServe USA? You do. That's right. You do. Do you know that? It's a co-op. That's right. So sign up at the counter when you come in, and... you'll receive a little dividend check, a little kickback, a little rebate from all of your purchases. Kind of nice. And you know what else you'll get if you head in there today? A great lunch. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. At PetroServe USA today includes chicken fettuccine at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location, cheesy bacon pasta bake. Mm. The cheesy pasta bakes are great anyway, but throw in the bacon and you can't even believe how good that is. That's the 12th Avenue North location, I-29 and 12th Avenue Fargo. Swedish meatballs or lasagna, two choices for you in Valley City. All of these come with two sides and a bun. And don't forget, two fresh baked cookies. Buy one, get one today. You also, you buy two and you get one free, is what I was trying to tell you. The other very nice thing at PetroServe USA is that at all of their locations, you have great food choices. Load up on the caramel rolls when you see them because you won't regret it. And if you have, you bring home just one, you'll have said, oh, I didn't buy another. It's so good. You want two. They're that good. Chicken. A lot of their locations, Valley Dairy included, Northern Valley, very, very good. Okay, back to the phones. Larry and Bismarck. Let's get to you here. Larry, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, thank you for having me. I just was ecstatic one day when you announced that Brant Dick was going to run against Kirsten Baszler for the superintendent of public instruction. Brant Dick is a great man. He is an honorable man, and I am very, very disappointed in the reputation that Kirsten Baszler has put out for herself in front of the law enforcement a couple different times, I understand, and the last time driving while under intoxication. That is not the kind of character and person that we need in office leading our teaching, our education for our children. I'm excited about Brant Dick, and I am so glad to hear that you have him on your program tomorrow.
He will be on tomorrow on the program. Yes, exactly. Is that the day we're having him? I think so. Yes, tomorrow, 9:30. So mark that on your calendar. Thank you for that, Larry. I have not met Brant Dick. I've talked to a few other folks like you that appreciate his work as a superintendent. And so I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more about him, a little bit about his candidacy. I have to say that, you know, the challenges from the previous run-ins with the law with Kirsten Baszler are obviously something people are going to consider, although they have in the past then elected her. So I think the electorate largely has said, you know, we know that happened. It's unfortunate, but we still think you're a good superintendent of public instruction. I hope the campaign is about differences on how education should be implemented in North Dakota K through 12. That'd be the better thing for the campaign to be about, just to find out the different visions. If it's about, well, she got a DUI, therefore that's a bad example to kids, and therefore she should not be, you know, that might be the reason some people don't vote for her and vote for somebody else, but I don't think it's the debate we ought to have. I think we ought to have a debate just about the education. And I have to say, I think she's done a pretty good job. When you talk to educational leaders, most of them are impressed with her energy and the amount of time she puts in and different initiatives and all the challenges here. She's fighting for the local schools, fighting for the teachers. So I've been impressed, but I don't have anything to compare it against, and that's why I'm looking forward to a campaign. That's what they're for. So look forward to meeting Brant tomorrow for sure.
Dick is an active superintendent. He is a man that has high standards, a coaching background, and I'm excited to see him out there. I do think that character, what you do on the outside is what is reflected in your everyday life. I think that's a big scar against her, and I think she should actually step down. I think that's a huge mark. I have a teaching degree, and
isn't that for voters to decide, though, Larry? Shouldn't voters decide that? Not people that disagree with the fact that happened. Pardon me?
That's why I'm calling your line, because I think people need to be deciding that.
But what I'm saying is that she's on the ballot in 55 days. She's on the ballot in 55 days.
Good.
But that's what I'm saying. That's where the people decide.
Yes. Yes,
the voters. You just said she should step down, and I said, shouldn't the people decide that? Shouldn't voters decide that in 55 days? That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Appreciate your call, though. Thanks a lot. Others, welcome here at 800-228-0550. I have a boatload of texts to get to, so let me get to those as well. Please send that text to Trump's people. That would be a fantastic ad. I think the text they're referencing is the one I read for Karl Rove. And he liked it, too. Said he'd like to meet the person. So we'll see what we can do. Marxists are evil. History books prove it. I agree. I also agree, though, see, in Karl Rove's mind,
He's not thinking, how do I get Scott Hanlon to vote for Donald Trump?
Right.
He isn't thinking, how do I get Scott Hanlon's listeners on What's On Your Mind to vote for Donald Trump? He is thinking, who is persuadable? Who is undecided? Who is out there looking in these final 55 days to try and go? And if he sees this voter, this twisting in the wind voter, sees you and I, say, Joe Biden is evil. Kamala Harris is evil. Anybody that votes for Biden is evil. It turns them off. Now, I'd rather they say, well, why are they saying they're evil? And as you say, Black Lives Matter, Marxist background, that is evil. But I want them to win. So I think what you say and how you conduct yourself as a member of the I Want Trump to Be Reelected team, I think that's some decent advice. I do. And I'm as guilty as anybody. I mean, you see some of these people that are in favor with science as we know it today, in favor of ending the life of a baby. It's unforgivable to me. And then the extreme measure that they've gone to now where even after the baby has been born, they want that okay. I mean, that's awful. So I think that's evil. So I brought it up to Carl. Hey, wait a minute. I'm sorry I'm going to call that evil, but I hear where he's coming from. I hear what he's saying. Doesn't mean you have to listen to it. 258-0550. Anybody vote for Trump last time, not voting for him this time? Free pillow in there for you if you're in that category. You call me. 258-0550. 800-228-0550. Or text me at 701-367-2054. And for those rock-solid Trump voters, the question of the day has been your pillow. Election night. Your head lays down on that pillow. What do you want to make sure has happened? What do you want to make sure you've done in your effort to pick the path America will go on? Okay, let's see. Texter says, Scott, you signed up for and enlisted in a cult. Really? Didn't say that on my enlistment papers.
What did that happen?
Welcome to the cult.
I missed that.
Welcome basket or anything. The Trump cult is un-American.
Come on.
You people are the evildoers. The sources for Trump's disparaging comments toward military will come out and declare the Atlantic magazine article true, and you will eat your words. Oh, I love how these liberals
agree to disagree.
And by the way, this is the example of what they can do to drive people to the Trump side. So thank you very much. Keep calling us members of a cult, sir. And we'll gain more voters from it. Can hardly wait.
So red, white, and blue cult.
What is with them on just the Atlantic? Anonymous sources, it's for sure real. He said that. Oh, wait a minute now. 17 people that were there on the record have come out and said it didn't happen. I don't care what they said. I care what people I don't know who their name is said. Well, I'm sorry. You should see a doctor.
He said many things, and he's done many things, but he didn't do that, and he didn't say that.
Texter says we should send someone to bars and hand out flyers for the census and why it matters. Just a thought. Also, the universities, if the college kids can be counted as residents. Interesting take. Send to the bars and restaurants. Got to explain this. You need to know. This is happening. It's real. You know what else is real? Tioga, North Dakota is real. I'll tell you that right now. Active community. Great activities for families. Pumpkin Fest is coming up. That's always a blast. Farm festivals. Drone camp for kids. Freedom Fest. Cooking downtown. Great new community center. Average annual household income, $73,000 a year, about 140 area businesses. So, a lot going on in Tioga. Check it out. Experience a different point of view. Online at TiogaND.org. TiogaND.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Are you looking to upgrade your job status? Blattner Energy is hosting a job fair in Powers Lake, North Dakota on Wednesday, July 15th. They are looking for safety-conscious personnel with experience or interest in the following positions: equipment operators like grader, dozer, and scraper drivers, and general labor for concrete and general construction. If interested, you are encouraged to stop by the Legion Hall in Powers Lake from noon to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, July 15th. Jobs will be for a wind construction project in the Columbus, North Dakota area. Remember, the job fair is Wednesday, July 15th from noon to 8 p.m. at the Legion Hall in Powers Lake. If you are unable to attend the job fair or would like to apply prior to the job fair, please visit their website at BlattnerEnergy.com. All job offers are contingent upon receiving a negative drug and alcohol test result and a satisfactory physical examination. Field employees are subject to random drug testing, criminal background checks, and some may require a valid driver's license with an acceptable motor vehicle record. Blattner Energy is an equal opportunity employer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, online at schwannbuickgmc.com, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. By the way, think about Tuesdays, getting your service work done. If you are active or retired military or first responder, you get 10% off your entire bill on Tuesdays. Think about that. Unless you want to check out the deals on the 2020s, they got to move them. Buick Encore GX, $3,250 in purchase allowance. How about $6,000 in a purchase allowance for most of the GMC Terrain models? More at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
How cold did it get last night? I'm not sure where they are talking about. Maybe you can find me the list of, below zero.
31 is what I saw on our 31 here.
How cold was it where you are? Just let us know. Back on What's on Your Mind, last chance to weigh in today on the program, 800-228-0550. Boatload of text here, too. Alan in Billings County is next up. If my mouse will cooperate, I will be able to tell you good morning. Alan, you're on. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Thank you for taking my call. And also thank you for being on in the evening, too. That way I catch up what I missed during the day.
Ah, beautiful.
I'm calling in regard to, I filled out a survey that I've been going through on if we're going to pick governor or president. 3 weeks ago, I filled one out. Obviously, it was a Republican one. And 2 days ago, I filled out another one. And I started realizing I didn't recognize the names or anything like that. I just put down, I don't know. But the comical part is when I got to Joe Biden and President Trump, I pushed President Trump, and then it would hurry up, move up to the next question, but it would tell you if it went through or not. And I had to bring it back down and push that thing 15 times before it would finally register. So that's why when they tell us that the president is behind by 9, 10%, it don't make sense, because when I tried this, I wouldn't have been persistent. And going back, it would have never registered.
Interesting story. I would say this. Let's act like he's 9 points behind, right? Let's work that hard. And we'll find out the real deal on election night. Maybe it'll be a landslide. That'd be nice. Galen and Bismarck, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I just want to let you know that I was verbally assaulted on the Missouri River Bridge during Voters for Trump by people who had BLM, Black Lives Matter signs. However, I'm in support of BLM. I'm a Republican. I'm going to support them. And BLM stands for Babies Lives Matter. Up in the Lake Sakakawea on the weekend, saw a person there selling shirts, and it was BLM, Babies Lives Matter. So I'm in support of Trump and Babies Lives Matter, or BLM.
God bless you. What were they doing to you?
On the bridge,
yeah.
Their fingers in my face and yelling at me, and had the cameras about a foot from my face, and because I had a Trump 2020 cap and a Bikers for Trump shirt on, and they were verbally attacking me, and then two other girls got hit, one in the face and one in the back, I guess, and I just walked away. They had me surrounded, about five or six of them. There were probably a dozen protesters there. So,
wow, interesting.
Very memorable.
Shouldn't happen that way, Galen. Appreciate the call. But, yeah, have you seen these scenes where they go into a restaurant and just start screaming at people? It's anarchy. And there'll be more of that. There will be more of that. That's why they can't win. 28 degrees at Region last night, says a texter. 28! Oh, boy. No doubt there whatsoever. Do you see another round of COVID stimulus happening with it being so close to the election? I don't see it. Bipartisan reconciliation happening to pass it. Mitch McConnell called the vote today on a package, so we'll see. Hang tight. Texter says, you know Biden will have questions and answers before debates. They'll be printed right there on the teleprompter. Remember when Donna Brazile, who for some reason CNN thinks is credible now, crookedly giving questions in advance and telling Hillary what's coming? It happened. Very interesting. So I got that photo back. Remember the photo I talked about earlier that was in Bismarck Public Schools? And there was a book they were using in teaching kindergartens. And the book was, Why is Mommy Moaning? So obviously the parent was a little concerned that this was something of a sexual nature and shouldn't be presented at all, let alone to kindergartners. The fact is the teacher whose job is being shown online, the proofreading before the homework goes out, needs to be adjusted. Honest mistake, or is there more an issue with what's going on with teacher and child relationship here? Not trying to cause a problem, but it's just our first child in the public school system. Ask questions. You're paying the bills. Don't apologize for any of that. Do not. Texter says, Measure 2 is a step in the right direction, but it doesn't fix the underlying problem. Out-of-state money and activists using the initiated ballot measure process to circumvent the state legislature and our citizens to override our state constitution. A process for which it was never intended or designed. seems to me there was something involved with that in there. I don't know. Didn't get to all of your questions or comments today. The good news is there's another day tomorrow. And we have the Oasis Petroleum Hotline, 855-200-1776. So all of you folks with that beat of buffalo spirit that are going into the storm now into Election Day, you got a way to do that. 855-200-1776. If you would like to upgrade your copiers, printers, office equipment, use what we do. The employee-owned Advanced Business Methods. Waiting for your call. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, Dickinson, online at abmnow.com. abmnow.com. They can help you prevent against the hackers. These are all high-end computers, those things. God bless you, folks. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research on about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.